HJR 131 that would put on the ballot the question of whether counties who are not charter counties, that's the 47 of the 67 that are not charter counties, including Escambia and Santa Rosa, to have the ability to recall for cause county commissioners. Now, it's a big process. You got to get thousands of signatures, and then you've got to get thousands more signatures immediately right thereafter, and they've got to be certified, and then it has to actually go on the ballot, and then people have to decide to do it. It doesn't happen all that often, even in the counties where it is possible, but it does happen sometimes. It does happen sometimes. And basically what Dr. Rubman explained is this allows the charter counties, the non-charter counties, to become equal with the charter counties, to have this power, to have this redress of grievances power. And this is a bill that started locally. Some folks, I know Carmen Reynolds is one of them, and we've had some folks on the show to talk about this before, but they just got irritated that we didn't have this power, and they read the law and they formed a bill, and here it is being run. And some of the local folks who you see a lot of times in the county commission in Santa Rosa and the Milton City Council meetings, they went to Tallahassee, including Jerry Cooey.
I will close with this. I'm currently a candidate in Santa Rosa County. I don't fear recall Florida. I don't fear a recall movement. It is I'm not going to meet any of those categories. So anyone that fears this bill, I have to question what they're doing in a political process to start out with.
Yeah, it's not just you don't like their politics. It's not like they're mean. They're mean and ugly nasties. You know, that's not the point. The point is that they conduct criminal behavior or financial misfeasance or malfeasance. They actually do. It's like for cause. Okay, it's it's firing offenses, right? But firing offenses where the governor won't step in. That's all the recourse you have right now, is the governor has to step in. And what if the governor or FDLE or whomever won't step in? Well, sometimes we have cases. This is Sherry Chapman, another, very active local citizen. I would describe her as a founding member with Jerry Cooey of the Pitchfork Posse. Okay, I'm not typically going to agree with her a lot, but I really do here, on these concerns.
What would you do if I told you that we had elected official that came from another state, had his criminal records reduced from felony to misdemeanor, had those criminal records frozen, changed his name, and moved to Florida and holds a seat? We can't do anything about it. Why can we not do anything about it? Because we're lucky enough to live in 47 counties that don't get that ability.
Right. I mean, it's crazy how hard it is to get rid of a terrible official, except if you're depending upon the kindness of the governor, basically paying attention to these things. There were actually, there were other county commissioners and representatives who gave examples of them, and I'll play that for you here in just a second. Before we get to all that, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie sitting in for Candy this morning.
Roads are looking good. No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 are checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on 29 or 90, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. I mean, the difficulty of getting rid of a county commissioner right now who is really inappropriately in office, it's like trying to get rid of a squatter, like going through the eviction process even harder, because there's no real leverage, there's no real recourse. This is Dr. Paul Reinhardt, who testified.
In Citrus, I helped expose a commissioner that had a homesteaded house in Georgia and an uninhabited tool shed in Citrus County as his residence, and didn't even live in his district, and didn't even live in Florida. Every avenue was sought to remove him with all our government agencies. He recently retired with a state pension illegally down the road in Wiggum, Georgia. Not even the FDLE cared. The public was outraged. And like I said, Citrus County is not a charter county. We couldn't remove him.
No power because not a charter county. Representative Jeff Holcomb, this is a little bit longer story, but I wanted you to hear this because, and again, let me be clear, you don't like Stephen Berry, you don't like Sam Parker, you don't like Colton Wright, you don't like Robert Bender. That is not what this is about. This is about real, genuine, bad behavior, criminal or near criminal activity. and you know, fraud and those kinds of things that might not rise to the level of a chargeable. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about here.
And if you'll indulge me for a few minutes in a story I'd like to tell.
And by the way, stuff that does rise to a chargeable, but still, you can't force them out. You know, you got to hope they leave.
And if you'll indulge me for a few minutes in a story I'd like to tell. I was a county commissioner for 8 years, and I completely support this bill. So here's my story. While I was in office in 2015, the chairman of our county commission at the time became publicized that he was under investigation by the FDLE. He was under investigation for prostitution. It appeared from that investigation that his modus operandi was to befriend a stripper and engage her in prostitution. He was not actually charged from that incident, so there was nothing for the citizens of Hernando County to do. They couldn't do anything. As a county commissioner that sat with him, I asked him to step down as our chairman, and he didn't do it, and two other commissioners actually fully supported him.
Chairman.
It was really only left to the governor to do, so... And seeing that there no charges actually came from that investigation, he stayed in office. But that's not the end of the story. 2018, he was charged on a very similar incident for a domestic issue at his house, and he was charged with a house of prostitution. He would basically engage with this lady and her husband in his home, and they would have to engage in those acts for them to continue staying in his residence. So at that point in time, the Board of County Commissioners did formally ask him to resign. The party asked him to resign. And thankfully, for the sake of the citizens, he actually did resign.
But they basically had to get lucky about that. And he ran again after that. He didn't do well, but he ran again. That's insane. So Representative Joel Rubman gave his close on the topic.
To me, this resolution is all about equality, fairness, home rule, and accountability. What we have here today, in my opinion, is the finest example of democracy that I can think of. We have residents from my home county who were seeking to exercise their First Amendment right to have a redress of their grievances. And when they found that they had no way to petition, you know what they did? They went home and they began reading the Florida Constitution and the Florida statutes. Let me tell you, as a state representative, that's no easy task to do. And they were shocked, just as the chairman said, they were shocked to discover that citizens in charter counties had this right of recall, something that non-charter counties did not have. So once again, this resolution is simply about fairness. It's about treating every citizen in the state of Florida equally. A citizen's First Amendment rights should not depend on the county in which they reside.
Amen, brother.
To me, it's as simple as that, and I hope you will agree and support this resolution.
Petition the government for redress of grievances is literally what the recall provision is all about. So, well done, Representative Joel Rudman. Passed one committee unanimously, passed another, passed this one with just one dissenting vote. It's going to fly through the House, I would expect, and we'll get to vote on it next year. 719 on News Radio 92.3. We've got Dave Greenwood joining us now. He is the Pensacola Beach Safety Chief for Escambia County, Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at for beach conditions this weekend, aside from it's going to be cold in the morning on Sunday?
It's looking to be, it's right now, the surface picking up. We've got a yellow pipeline. It's possibly we could go to red later on today. And then there's the wind supposed to shift with this front that passes through. It should be at least a yellow flag, maybe a green flag going into the weekend. So, we're happy about that, and we're happy we've got staff out here working. We've got another tryout start tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Aquatic Center.
Very good. We're having their phone's kind of breaking up just a little bit, so we might cut this a bit shorter than normal. But yeah, the tryouts are tomorrow for new lifeguards. If they want more information, go to Pensacola Beach Lifeguards and get it. Also, just a real quick thing, how much attention are you paying to the enormous field of sargassum that is...
Sargassum weed! Yeah. Yes, of course! Sargassum is threatening us! It's the blob! And sargassum is a typical thing. It happens all the time. It's nothing unusual. This is nature. And it washes up on the beach. It did last year. We didn't have an issue with it. Actually, it sits to the beach. It comes up. And it's, if you go outside some of the populated areas, you can see where small dunes have actually formed with sargassum weed being the anchor.
So very normal, not something we should be concerned about, and I always appreciate that voice of reason. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
You bet. 721 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Piedmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax, title, and dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New PCI. See dealer for details.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to know that when you pick up the phone, you're going to get good products, good service, fair prices, you know, that everything's going to be done right. That's the idea. And that's what Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical is all about. Quality service and installation, best products in the industry. Look, soon enough, you're going to be kicking the AC on all the time. Like, you know that. Like, it's been off and on maybe so far, maybe not at all so far, depending on your tolerance. But in the summer, you know, you're going to have it on full time. And you want to make sure it works. It works all the way through the summer, and it doesn't waste energy, especially with the price, you know, that FPL charges being so high as it is. Now is the time to make sure that that's going to happen. Give your system its annual inspection, the annual checkup, tune-up to make sure that everything is right. So if you need AC work or replacement, call Peden. Electrical work, call Peden. Offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a big one, of course, here in Ellison Field in Pensacola. You can check them out online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. And right now in the month of March, they are waiving all diagnostic fees on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical services. So when you call, tell them you want the no diagnostic fees for the month of March on all that HVAC, plumbing, and electrical service at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Lucky charms, heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, hourglasses, rainbows, and tasty red balloons!
Titanic skill. I ducked and I swing. Next thing, your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking. You can bet you've been choking.
There you have House of Pain dispelling all of the rumors about the Irish, or just, you know, embracing all of them. 726 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you enjoy your Guinness and your corned beef and cabbage today. And wear green, don't get pinched. That's my advice. We've got Candy is out all this week and filling in for today. We have Gracie Wolf with traffic on the fives.
No slowdown Storeport. I-10, I-110 looking good. We have posted speeds on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. We did have an accident early this morning around 3:30. That's going to be at West Leonard Street and East Street. And in between East Street and Palafox, the road was blocked. I believe it still is. So if you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Gracie. Now into the newsroom where David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Three Virginia hospital workers have been charged with second-degree murder in the death of a black man that died at a state mental health facility last week. While in custody, Irvo Otino was allegedly smothered to death during the intake process as he was being transferred from jail. Seven sheriff's deputies there also facing charges in that case. Ford is recalling more than a million cars because of a brake hose issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs between 2013 and 2018 are affected by this. It has something to do with front brake hoses rupturing and leaking brake fluid. And another major drug company cutting the price of insulin. Sanofi has announced that they're slashing the price of their most popular insulin, Lantus, by 78%. The drug maker says those price cuts are effective starting January 1st of next year.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Hey, coming up in a few minutes in our next segment at 7:39, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott about a variety of things, including base access. So we'll be talking about, and, you know, his every year trying to get the daylight savings time made permanent. We'll talk to him about that coming up in about 9 or 10 minutes. For now, I thought this was kind of interesting. The Coast Guard has requested their budget for fiscal year 2024. You ready for this? It's an increase of negative dollars. They're actually asking for less money for the Coast Guard than they asked for last year. Isn't that wild? Like, you never hear something like that, but a branch of the military says, yeah, we good. And by the way, that includes apparently the 5% raise that's built into Biden's never-going-to-happen budget. But that slice of it, the Coast Guard has kept into their budget request, $13.45 billion, down from $13.8 that it asked for last year, actually receiving $13.9. And includes a request for a commercial icebreaker, which we need. We are behind on the icebreakers compared to Russia, for example. So anyway, just kind of an interesting note that you don't typically hear about from the military. They're asking for less money than they normally do. 437-1620, 437-1620. Also, interesting study says drinking coffee could slash obesity and type 2 diabetes risks. And I stopped reading after the headline. Good for me. That's all I need to know. Because, you know, the danger is, when you read the headline and then you read the details of the study might not be quite as sturdy as the headline, or there might be nuances to it that make me feel less confident about it. So I just, you know, I quit while I was ahead. Headline was good enough for me. Drink more coffee. I knew it. It's my weight and control and health preservation strategy. Drinking more coffee. 437-1620, 437-1620. We've got the Kites on the Coast event that is going on today and tomorrow for Council of Aging West Florida. 4 to 10 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Wonderful event. Second annual. Leap for Change, Leadership Pensacola's class projects, giving supplies and food to needy local families through good local organizations. Of course, Leap projects are always good. And register today for the Navy Federal 13th Annual 5K, Saturday, April 1st, downtown Pensacola. Starts at 8, ends at Seville Quarter, as all good races should do. NavyFederal.org/5K. David Wayne's up next with your local news after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House is condemning what it calls an attack on President Biden's son Beau's widow Hallie. She's named in a memo from House Oversight Committee Chairman Republican James Comer about $1.3 million paid to members of the Biden family from a Chinese energy company.
The president's daughter-in-law received some $35,000 back in 2017. It's unclear what the money was for. The White House pushing right back with a statement saying after a disgusting attack lamenting that the president's deceased son Beau was never prosecuted, Congressman Comer has now decided to go after Beau's widow.
Fox's Mark Meredith. There's damage from wind and baseball-sized hail in parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, including the risk for tornadoes, will spread across the Gulf Coast and the southeast today. Pockets of heavy rain could cause flash flooding.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. China's President Xi meets in Moscow with Russia's President Putin next week, and then he plans to speak with Ukraine's President Zelensky. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is mostly cloudy, 71 right now in Pensacola. Might see some storms later on today. We'll get more on that with Brooke Richardson in just a couple of minutes. An Ensley woman that's currently sitting on death row is going to be pleading her case next week to try and get that execution thrown out. Tina Brown, her teenage daughter, and a neighbor were all convicted in a 2010 murder of Adriana Zimmerman. The girl was beaten with a crowbar, shocked with a stun gun, and even set on fire. That attack stemmed from a dispute over a man. Well, Brown's daughter received a life sentence. Heather Lee testified against Brown and got a 25-year sentence. Brown has now filed motions claiming that new evidence could prove she wasn't the leader in that crime and that her hearing is set for next Wednesday here in Escambia County. At least two dozen Mar-a-Lago staff members have now been subpoenaed to testify in the investigation of former President Trump's handling of classified documents.
CNN reports they range from servers to members of Trump's inner circle at the Florida property. Special Counsel Jack Smith is leading the probe into Trump over the FBI's discovery of the materials during a search of Mar-a-Lago last year. Trump's legal team has turned over more classified documents since then. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The city of Pensacola's Parks and Rec Department has been awarded $1.7 million to support after-school programs at city community centers. That grant was awarded this week by the Escambia Children's Trust. The money will allow the city to offer after-school programs at no cost to children whose families qualify for free or reduced lunch. It would also fund a full-time out-of-school time coordinator. The community's still looking for answers after that shooting of a 23-year-old man that was leaving Club Climax last weekend. Some people have been calling on the city to shut the nightclub down. Others say they should be required to have off-duty officers that are working in the club.
You know, we have off-duty officers working all over the place in the city of Pensacola at bars and other venues. But, again, I bring back the Pelican's Nest. The night that the shooting happened there, there were five people struck, I believe, inside. During that gunfire, we did have Pensacola police officers working in an off-duty capacity that night that were immediately on scene when this happened.
PPD's Mike Wood there, and he says the Club Climax has definitely been a problem spot. He says there have been hundreds of service calls and three murders there in the last 5 years. The man who was shot was identified as Ariel Thomas. His family and friends recently held a vigil over at Palafox Pier. The former director of the Pensacola Humane Society is now countersuing the board of directors there. The News Journal reporting that Amanda Joseph Moore filed a lawsuit against the board, specifically against President Gerald Adcox and Treasurer Barbara Sawyer. Moore's lawsuit alleging defamation of character and a violation of protections under the Federal Whistleblowers Protection Act. She's asking for compensation of lost wages and also her job back. The board originally sued Moore and other former staff members after they released information that the board called, quote, a novel's worth of false and defamatory comments. It is 7:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout our area. And it does look like it has opened up on West Leonard Street and Northeast Street. So we did have an accident there earlier this morning. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as 98. That's going to be 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms as you go throughout the late morning into the afternoon hours. A few storms could be strong weather alert day because of the sphere threat. High near 77 degrees for today with lows dropping near 45. Showers and thunderstorms will come to an end by the overnight period, and we're going to be seeing a much calmer day on Saturday. High near 55 Saturday afternoon with a 40% chance of a stray shower. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 42, and by Sunday, sunshine returns with a high near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 71. It's mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel has joined the chorus of its competitors reporting higher demand and, as a result, higher prices for steel products. And that's all good news for the company's bottom line. U.S. Steel provided its first quarter earnings guidance this morning, and it was better than expected, with a planned earnings per share three times better than once anticipated. Shares are up 4% pre-market. More broadly on Wall Street, futures are mixed as regional banks follow up yesterday's bounce back with pre-market losses. And chief among them, First Republic Bank, which got a $30 billion injection from other big banks yesterday. After yesterday's 9% gain, the stock's down 14% pre-market. St. Patrick's Day is here, and it's shaping up to be the best yet. The National Retail Federation expects Americans to spend a record amount this holiday, nearly $7 billion. Men are expected to outspend women on alcohol, but women are expected to outspend on food. That's Your Money Now.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Services rating. Call your insurance company and ask them if you've had a reduction in your premium because the fire department is a class one ISO department now and you may qualify for a reduction.
So this is Chief Jenny Craner, Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner, just giving you a fact you might not have connected that with the recent improvement of the quality of service and the rating granted to City of Pensacola residents to a class one ISO, you may be eligible for a discount on your home insurance. So feel free to call your insurance agent and ask them about that. That's a good little tip that might save you some money, and thanks to Chief Craner for that. 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Andrew McKay, and joining us now by phone, as he periodically does, United States Senator and former governor of the great state of Florida, Rick Scott. Senator, welcome back to the show, sir.
Andrew, it's always nice talking to you. I can't tell you that D.C. is getting any better, so... It's unbelievable.
It's not a job I would...
Just a quick number to think about.
Go ahead.
I just can't give you a quick number. So since 2019, pre-COVID, the population in America has grown by 1.8%. Okay? How much do you think Biden's budget's up from 2019 budget?
Oh, man. I know the number is huge, but I don't know the number. What is it?
55%.
Good Lord. And that's one of the things that's so frustrating. It's so frustrating when you hear the president talk about how he's cutting the budget deficit. Well, yeah, compared to the outrageous, 2020 and 2021 budgets or whatever, the intervening years when we spent trillions extra. Sure, it looks good, but not compared to 2019, right?
Yeah, and they act. I mean, they act like they're paying down debt. No, they're not. I mean, the debt's going to go to $52 trillion within 10 years. And by the way, every time the CBO does an estimate, you know it's always worse than that. But think about this. I mean, the budget person, you know, never wants to answer any questions. She was in at the budget committee this week, and you know she didn't want to talk about that. It's up 55%. Didn't want to talk about that. Didn't want to talk about the fact that it doesn't balance. Didn't want to talk about any of these things. It's just, it's like they must think we're all a bunch of idiots.
I don't think you're stretching the imagination much to assert that that's what they believe about us. That's true. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, Senator, is that you have your fingers in a lot of different things. You're always working on a lot of different things, and I admire that, frankly. But one thing that you have been dealing with since you basically became a senator, is with the terrorist attack on Anand's Pensacola and the security protocols implemented, the lack of base access is killing people here. I mean, it's terrible how much, we can't go to the museum, can't go to the lighthouse, can't watch the Blue Angels, that feeling like we have a base, but it's not our base anymore. We have an open weekend coming up. That's good news. That's a step. What else can we anticipate?
I keep bugging them. You know, I've worked on getting money in the National Defense Authorization Act to help, created a separate corridor. But it's like they don't care. They don't care about solving the problem. So I'm going to keep working on it. We've worked with the local states, everybody, to try to, we got to keep the base secure, which we get, but right. we also have to provide a way to get there. I mean, I got married at 19. I got grandkids. And I want to start bringing my grandkids there.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably true for most grandparents. Because you can excite kids about the aviation. I mean, it's such an unbelievable museum.
Yeah, when we have the Blue Angels are a recruiting tool, the museum is a recruiting tool, and just access to such a tourism element. And I'm with you. I get the tension. I get the concerns on the Navy side, but it feels like everything we put up as a possibility gets shot down by Big Navy, or just gets ignored, by Big Navy. So,
hey, you should feel good. Your military is focused on pronouns. They're really getting better at pronouns.
Stop it. Hey, speaking of military stuff, I know you sit on armed services. In fact, you deal specifically with Navy stuff. I've read some very concerning reporting recently about our readiness levels, about, only less than a third of our amphibious ships are prepared to deploy, that, we might have a high number of ships. We're going to have to build more. But Carlos Del Toro, the Secretary of the Navy, his strategy for fixing the maintenance issues is to build newer ships. Do you have confidence in his plan for getting the Navy up to what it should be for the future concerns we have, like with China, for example?
No. I mean, they don't understand. I mean, they're more focused on woke stuff than they are on being lethal. I think our job of our military, and I serve in the Navy, my dad served in the Army, our job is basically to scare the crap out of our enemies. But, I mean, they're putting a lot of time into pronouns and stuff like that, making sure we have more solar, getting all of our vehicles to be electric. That's what they're focused on. So it's, and by the way, I'm the ranking Republican on the personnel committee, which is about 40% of the budget. So we had our first subcommittee meeting in this Congress. They couldn't answer anything. I mean, everything that they're required to give us is late. It was really disappointing. But everything starts at the top. There, if your number one person is incompetent, which Biden is, if your number one person, doesn't have a hell bent on getting something done attitude, which Biden doesn't, then nothing's going to happen. I mean, that's the way it works. And so we're going to have these 4 years are not going to be good for the country. So. not wow. just the military. And we got recruiting.
Not an uplifting Friday morning message, but sometimes you just have to swallow the pill. You know, you have to take the information that's available to you. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, hang on for me for just 1 second. Let me get a real quick traffic report in here. Sure. We'll be back with you in about 10 seconds. We've got Gracie with traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to United States Senator Rick Scott.
Go ahead,
sir.
Andrew, we can fix this. We can fix this. Look, it starts with you. Everybody listening has got to get more active in politics. The government at every level has gotten way too big. It's way too involved in our lives. They're trying to, you know, guarantee outcomes instead of opportunity. So what we've got to do is we've got to look at people when they want to run. What are you going to do? I don't need bigger government. I need bigger opportunities. And I think that's how most Americans are. They want, look, I want to have a job. I want my kids to get a good education. I want to be safe. But I don't need you to tell me everything. I don't need government at any level to dictate all this stuff. And I think people are getting more active. I'm very optimistic about the future. But it takes with everybody getting more active. That's what it's going to take.
And I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly, because I think I did, but I want to make sure. I thought I heard you say that you do not have confidence in the Secretary of the Navy, and by extension, it seemed like you were implying other civilian leadership in the military based on their concern with social causes and not really focusing on the pressing needs of the military right now. Is that what I heard you say?
You know, there's great people in the Navy. There's great people all over, but they're being pushed to spend more time on wokeness. I mean, they're on pronouns.
And renaming
ships.
Are there
great people and our leaders? Yeah. I mean, are there great? Like I was talking to a retired, captain, and he was commander of a ship, and he said one of the reasons they got out is they had to do, you know, transgender training. Instead, they were following a Chinese ship that were supposed to do, and they were told that day they had to stop and train everybody on transgender. Now, that might be an important issue, but not in the middle of your job. I mean, like they've lost sight. And is it probably the leaders? It's not the leadership. It's Biden. This is what Biden's pushing. This is what Milley's pushing. And so if you've taught to follow the chain of command in the service, and so you got to do your job. So they're making it tough on. We have great people in serving and stuff like that. But at the top, Biden, Milley, I think they just become woke. Austin, I mean, they're more focused on you know, getting everything the gender right and skin color than anything else. And what we got to do is I want a lethal service. I mean, my experience in the Navy was that, I mean, they create unbelievable opportunities for everybody. But guess what? When I was in, it was a meritocracy. Bust your butt. If you want to get that head, you're going to have to be better than everybody else. That's what you have to do. That's life.
It's a smaller issue, but it is one that comes up repeatedly because you haven't been able to get any traction on the House side with making permanent daylight saving time. I know you and Senator Rubio have been working on this ever since Florida voted on it all those years ago to make this happen. Is there any hope this year or any House sponsors willing to bring this forward?
I'm optimistic, actually. As you know, we got it through the Senate.
Yep.
And so now we have a Republican House. Nobody can explain their opposition. But, you know, that's what's frustrating about this is nobody can really explain their opposition to it, right? So if you can't explain your opposition, you should be for it or don't block it. And so I'm optimistic. It's common sense. I mean, just think of how much nicer it is this week that after work you can get outside and get some exercise and your kids can get some exercise. It's so much nicer this week.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's nobody's really articulating opposition. More so, it's just adamant indifference. You know, it's kind of what I've heard from members of the House of Representatives. Nobody's quite willing to take it up and run with it. Well, Senator Rick Scott, all kinds of stuff. I mean, he's working on legislation related to limiting China. He's working on legislation relating to the red tide. He's working on stuff related to the banking and, you know, reform in that regard. I mean, we haven't even talked about that at all. I guess we should take at least a 30 seconds or so. Do you think that we are structurally sound in the banking system right now with the two failures that we've had and the one that's now sort of a pending we're working on right now?
I have no idea, and here's why. I mean, Yellen goes out there, and she says the banking system's safe. Sounds really good. Did she explain how Silicon Valley Bank and how Signature Bank are different than others? Did she explain how they did a review of all the banks? No. She just had some nice words that somebody wrote for her. So I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think you, it's your job as a depositor. You better figure out because the Federal Reserve is not doing their job. I said this week, Powell needs to tell us who's going to get demoted or fired or something for this failure. This is, I mean, look, the leadership of these banks did the wrong thing, but guess what? The review was bad. Powell's group did a bad job. And so what are you going to do, Jay Powell, to fix this? I mean, I want to make sure the banks all in Florida are safe. You know what? We all are better if we're reviewed. We all get better.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Do your job, Jay Powell.
I'm having trouble finding any note of optimism in anything you're telling me other than in a couple of years, you know, we have another election and things can change, right? So, wow.
I'm optimistic. It's going to get better.
I know you are. I know that's your disposition. And, you know, sometimes you have to have that demeanor in order to endure being honest about how bad things can be at the moment. United States Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida. Senator, thank you so much for the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
You bet. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. And here's the thing. If you've been thinking about getting a new car, newer used, well, why not get a almost new used, right? That's what Frontier specializes in, cars that are a year or two or maybe three, okay? And they've got low miles on them, but they are in great condition, and they will stand by these cars. They're all in A-grade condition, and that's the point. It's like Dave Ramsey says, why would you buy a brand new car when all you really get is that special smell for a short amount of time and a really high price tag for having that smell for a short amount of time? Drive it off the lot, it's worth the same that it's going to be basically worth in a year or two, right? Because it doesn't drop that much thereafter in the short term. So go to Frontier. They've got great selection, 300 different cars, trucks, vans on the lot. At any moment, you can drive a bunch, drive 3, 4, 5, 6, drive something outside of your range, just test a bunch. And then you'll know for sure that you've gotten the right thing. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. When you go to Frontier, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you run a business, you need to hear this. Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi for ADX Digital. Besides having four great radio stations at ADX Communications, we also have ADX Digital, which is our digital platform to help businesses target customers you want. Your business probably already does social media advertising, and that's great. At ADX Digital, we go beyond the scope of social media. We can turn your business's social media post into an ad that looks just like your post, but we deliver it to thousands of websites and apps based on your target customers using strategies like our online and offline behaviors, keywords, AI, and more. Let our team show you all the different products. We help businesses each day just like yours. From geofencing your competitors, retargeting, targeting or native display, or running video commercials or connected TVs, take the time to call 850-262-6000 and get all the information you need to make 2023 a great year for your business. Call 850-262-6000 or go to adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Be informative, local, dependable.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
God, the Mobile Leprechaun, every year, one of my favorite things. It's as funny to me as, back up, Terry! It's just good stuff. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have some Guinness, eat some corned beef, pick a 3-leaf, 4-leaf. Hopefully you find one, clover. Have some good luck. It'll rub off and pinch anybody who's not wearing green. It's the one time battery is legal in the state of Florida. We've got traffic on the fives. Candy's out this week. Final day for her sitting in for. Thank you so much for sitting in this week, Gracie Wolf, with traffic on the fives.
Well, no traffic this week, knock on wood, but roads are looking good right now with I-10, I-110, showing no delays, as well as 29 and 90. Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. It's the big spring sale at Mattress Firm. Save up to $700 today, plus get a free adjustable base with select purchases and spring into better sleep. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week. Xi's visit will be the first to Russia since Putin launched the invasion of Ukraine last year. China says they'll be urging peace and promoting talks. The Kremlin says they'll be discussing strategic cooperation. One Long Island scientist behind a new dinosaur study. He's got some pretty big findings. Using 3D technology, paleontologist Dr. Drew Moore created a rendering of a dinosaur whose neck measured almost 50 feet.
That's, you know, six giraffe necks lined up end to end, or about a school bus plus an additional 10 feet. So a pretty big animal.
He's been analyzing fossils from a dinosaur's neck that was found in the 1980s. The fossils were from vertebrae from a giant herbivore that roamed the earth 150 million years ago. It's believed to have the longest neck of any living creature ever.
The only thing I want to know is, where did this guy get six giraffe necks to use to measure it with? You know, that's the concern that I have. David, thanks so much for the update. 758 News Radio 92.3. When I say Beamer or Porsche or Mercedes or Genesis or Jaguar or Lexus, these are nice quality import cars that you pay a little extra to get because you want the quality. Well, guess what? You do not have to pay extra to maintain them. You do not have to go to the dealership. Okay, you do not have to take the drive if it's in Mobile, across the bridge, all the stuff you deal with, the time, the expense. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on high-end luxury vehicles all the time. You know, diesel engines. That's a little bit different than the gas engine. They work on those all the time. No problem. You don't have to go to the dealership. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where the philosophy is see them routinely for the small stuff so you don't have to see them catastrophically for the big stuff, the unexpected stuff. That's the value of preventative maintenance, to avert the big problem. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 average reviews or above, right here on Davis Highway, Bobby Likas Auto Service. 7:59, we got the Transgressors ceremony coming up at 8:20, Julio Diaz, and then we have the wrap next hour. Stick around, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.